The Sentai Review, Episode 25, 1995, Super Sentai.
Welcome to Fandom Night.
Hey, look, ninjas.
Next.
It's very true. Next. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
We are on
1995.
Okay, as I have said before, I am not Japanese, nor have I taken Japanese, so I may butcher some of these names.
Choriki Sentai O-Ranger.
Yes, O-Ranger's the only part that I do know is right. I don't know if we said that first part right. These Rangers were stronger than before. They were powered up for more in our series.
Yes! And technically, they did do a nod in the American theme song at the start of it. It's like, O-Z-O.
Awesome. Friggin'. I always thought these guys looked neat. Something neat about them. They were like,
it's because
I don't quite care for their helmets, but I have to say that the Egyptian type of stuff that was going on looked really cool.
What are you talking about, man? The Red Ranger's a star. He's the star.
So this picture's terrible, so let's immediately go next. Now, let's talk about these Rangers. And I'm just going to say it right now. Best Ranger, gold.
Yep.
Gold wins.
Well, I'm all about the gold.
Gold.
I think the gold is my second favorite Ranger ever done in the whole history of the entire Ranger series.
That helmet is not functional in any way, shape, or form.
And I still don't give a shit. He's still awesome.
He would get defeated by walls.
No.
Cliffs.
No.
Steps.
Walls
no.
Can't attack, remember?
But you can run into them.
He'll break the motherfucker down. He was also the best fighter easily amongst them. He was very much like Bruce Lee as a Power Ranger. That's not a joke. If you watch
the series, I would love to see that too.
If you watch the series, he is actually like, he's a Jeet Kune Do, like badass. He comes in and he does an awful lot of Bruce Lee-esque attacks. Like his fighting style is very much based on Bruce Lee's fighting style.
If anybody remembers our series, Zio, the Gold Ranger happened to be Jason.
Well, he was Jason for a while, but he was also that triad of people in one person.
Yeah, the dude that was three people.
Yeah, but we only care about Jason.
So. Yeah.
Can I just say that the helmets have lips?
Yeah.
Well, if you would like to describe these Rangers.
Not really.
Okay, fine, I'll do it. Every single Ranger has a shape on their face, which acts as the visor. They do have perky lips. But they don't have, like, the shield or the gray area. It's just the one color with the perky lips. They have gloves. Their cuffs have, like, these hieroglyphic things going on.
Yeah.
The rest of them is all one color.
Don't skip it.
To their respectful colors.
Besides the Gold
They have
Ranger,
the belts.
They all wear bibs.
I was just kidding to that, actually. They're
mini bibs.
They're weird. It's not a bib. What is that thing called? There's actually a term for what they're wearing. There's actually a term. Like years ago, you would like wear a shirt and you would wear this thing under the shirt that only cut around this part. I can't remember what it's called, but I know. Yeah, I don't know. That might be what it is.
A dickie?
Yeah, you put them underneath your shirt and makes it look like a shirt underneath of it.
Yes.
It's
yeah. They're all wearing hieroglyphic dickies.
Yeah.
Sounds terrible.
Are they spotted dicks? Actually,
now, the Gold Ranger, however, is awesome because he has, like, these fucking... He has, like, these armbands. His face is, like, the coolest fucking hieroglyphic thing. He's black and gold, and he has like, these armor plates all over, like, on his knees, on his wrists, where the cuffs are.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has, like, these shin guard things.
The one on his chest kind of looks like he's a
and his chest
royal
is,
pharaoh.
Yeah,
kind of
his chest is very much like a giant, like, armor piece. Like, he's awesome looking. And the Blue Ranger is trying to do a kick here.
Well, you're trying to kick him.
Yeah.
No, he's trying to hold his foot up.
Get out of here. Nobody thinks we're cool while you're in the picture. The Yellow Ranger looks really lazy with her pose.
Yeah, she really is.
And so far it looks like the Yellow and Pink Rangers
are actually
women.
Girls. Yeah. Yep. Next! Can I do? Yeah, okay.
I can't
weapons.
Get over the lips. They're weapons. Bothering me.
Weapons time! The blue guy will shoot your ass. The pink and the yellow look like they have these. No, they all had the same weapons,
yeah,
didn't they?
It's
the
standard.
Only guy that had weapons. They all get a sword, which is like a saber thing, which is in their little holster, and they all have a gun, which is in their other holster.
Yep.
So none of them had a special weapon, at least here.
The gold ring.
Except
has.
The gold has this staff that shoots lasers and cuts it's people, and
it's a traffic stop sign.
It's like a big giant arrow.
It was awesome.
If he stuck it in the ground, he could stop traffic.
It's so awesome. I don't give a shit.
He
has an awesome fucking stoplight, laser beam, cutty staff. Okay, I'm okay with it. Next. There's a mountain. And what the fuck is the blue dude doing? Next. In the Zord, and it is cramped as shit in that Zord.
What, you don't remember that shit?
Shane, we need to save the world. Uncomfortably.
Let's hope that a six ranger doesn't come in the back door.
I think by now they were locking the back door.
Yeah. Well, in our series, since Tommy was the leader, he remembers thinking the back door.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Because the White Ranger, in the White Ranger Shogun Zord, that Pink Ranger snuck into his Zord and got him.
Yeah. Oh.
She stood behind him and fucking
used
a spell on
him.
He
remembers entering the back door, having the back door opened on him, so he's like, guys, lock it.
Lock that
back
fucking
door.
No,
fuck on that.
Next.
Well, here's a better picture of their helmets.
Pink has an oval. Fucking green has a rectangle. Blue has a triangle. Red is a star. And yellow is equals.
Yes. It's equals three.
Next. Weird tiny gun.
Yeah, that looks like they're...
I actually have this.
That is
one.
The weakest poopy fucking gun in the history of the show so far.
The way that
that could be the noisy cricket. actually, I was about to say, because I remember having this that gun... As a boy when I was a kid, yeah.
In blasted shapes.
No, it's literally, it's a bunch of different weapons.
By looking at the gun,
I'm holding on to him.
By looking at the gun, it has to have some serious kickback for them all to be bracing him. Because, no offense, the other ones are like, let's combine our weapons.
It's an excuse to, like, grab ass. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Next. Holy dicks.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't remember
I remember the cannon because they all had these orbs that they would feed into it.
Once again.
Yellow is dumb.
Once again.
Why?
Why would you hold the front of the cannon?
So it's pink.
Equal stupidity.
Duh.
Dude,
once again.
Pointed at
once again. The women
are... That's true. And she's still doing better than the Black Ranger of a previous series.
Yeah. Right here. Look. Once again. The women are up front to take the hit first. Red Ranger's in the back to haul ass when shit gets real.
Yes, he's like, all right, guys, get him.
Why are you way in the back? I'm the leader.
I'm supervising.
Okay, look at this. I'm sorry, but the way they're holding it, if you look at the pink and the yellow, okay, they got both their hands on it. So does the green. But look at the blue. He's like this. One arm, he's like... Guys, I'm really not going to do that much work.
Yeah. Next.
I'm a GTFO when Red does.
Rangers with Sabres. That's next. That's right. Look who has the coolest cockpit.
The guy with a plasma ball?
Dude!
Yeah.
He pilots a pyramid!
He does. He pilots a gigantic, like, Death Star-esque pyramid. That's really what it is. It's a giant pyramid that's so large that every Zord in the show can fit inside of it. And then he can steal... He can already kill anything on his own, but then he can also use their energy from their Zords to become even more broken and use even bigger fucking electrical storm lasers and kill enemies.
That's assuming he doesn't kill himself doing it.
Yes. He was, like, broke as shit, dude.
So they had to give him a weakness. He's dying.
Yeah, he's dying.
Didn't he have a staff with a pyramid on the top of it?
No.
I seem to recall a weapon like that.
You've just seen his weapon.
Yeah.
You made fun of it calling it a stop sign.
A Zord weapon like that.
Unless the American version had one.
No, I don't see... Because I know the thing can stand up, but it doesn't really do anything once it stands up. It's kind of fat and unwieldy. It is a Death Star. I mean, for all intents and purposes, if it was attacked by 100 little ships, it would be like, son of a bitch, I can't move.
But because it's only attacked by a dude every
time. Next. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's real asinine. Look, fucking the Red Ranger's like, ha, now that we're winning, let's pose.
And yeah,
dude,
it shows that they are
I like
the Machine Empire, so.
You can't really see what the Green Ranger's doing. But I like how the pink's, like, breaking his arm. So is the blue. Look at the Yellow Ranger's being a complete douche about it.
Yeah, I think Yellow's being picked up. Yellow's losing.
Yeah, the Yellow's about to lose because technically, while he's about to fucking cradle that bitch.
but
the Red Ranger's a complete douche. He, like, kicked out the thing's back leg, grabbed his arm, fucking puts him in a headlock, and he's like, see how cool I am?
What do you guys do? Hey, you! Yeah? Take a picture.
Next. Pretty sweet fucking picture right here. That's pretty awesome. There's no Gold Ranger in it, but it's pretty sweet. His pyramid's in the back, though.
His
fucking retarded-sized pyramid.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say, I remember liking the first Zords, the pyramids, then the second Zord showed up. The fucking Shape Zords. Fuck those. Those are some gay fucking Zords.
Yeah.
Next.
We salute you.
The Rangers want you. Join today.
Okay.
Red Ranger stands in the back.
And some pistols.
Everyone blast the person next to
you. All right, there are Megazords of Blastoids.
That was the first one. They had a special red Zord that was just for him, this battle thing. Mm-hmm. And it was the dumbest fucking transformation ever. The Red Ranger Zord could stand backwards, and it could put its back up against their Megazord, then lift its arms up so that they turned backwards, and then it would shoot. But why the Red Ranger didn't just simply shoot to begin with, I don't know. He just liked to... He used them to brace his mighty cannon arms.
He
was like, don't move, guys. I'm going to stand behind you again, just like the cannon. You guys understand how this works.
I can't be hit.
But I'm too awesome.
Nothing must touch me.
What it seems like is that he could have just called his Zord, jumped in, and Mega Man this.
Right. Next. God damn Next. These. Next.
Ha! I feel alive today.
It's like Yellow's trying to fly. Take off. Fly!
Next! Yeah, there he is. He's all fucking awesome and shit. He's fucking awesome. Shut your whore mouth. Next.
There's a traffic jam on I-80.
Well, see? What? Look how great he is. Look how great he is. He is so all-encompassingly important. Red motherfucking Ranger.
They're
right
all like,
here.
Salute our leader.
That's right. I'm Phil.
Salute our leader until the Gold Ranger shows up.
Next.
Oh, Green's like, I'm up front now.
That's because the chairs rotated depending on what attacks they were doing.
Explain the caption to me, please.
There were helmets that went onto the Zord that changed the power sets.
So it would change, like, its attack abilities and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, those seats would rotate, and if the Green was up front, his helmet would go on, and it would change their move sets and attack patterns
kinda
for his fighting style.
Kind of how the Dino Thunder had their different Zords that changed their attacks.
Mm-hmm. Next.
Same.
He's hugging himself.
He wants to hug himself.
He's sad because he couldn't stop the traffic jam.
Stop hating. He's too cool for your hate. Next.
Alright, Green's ready to box.
Next.
Oh, there's
that tiny
again.
Sad gun. Next. Next. Okay, we're back to beginning here. So,
Gold. Coolest Ranger.
Well, we already did that.
Yeah,
we already did that.
I will tell you that I agree with Gold being the choice, but not for the same reason that you do.
It's fucking awesome.
I'm gonna go ahead and give his
pouty lips.
I'm gonna give my score three and a half.
He says the Gold is the best because he can't see the lips.
That's right.
Anyway.
Or creepy.
I'm going with a 3.
2.
Oh, you bitch.
Right, because of those lips.
The lips
are really bothering
him. The mask.
I will give you that. I'm not... As much as I like the Green Ranger, I have to go 2.8 on this one. I think the Gold Ranger is the only thing that's really super cool about this team. Like, the rest of it, I think they're okay looking, but it's all about the gold, man.
3.06.
All right. So next, we are on 96. Yeah, all right. See you there.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.